Hello and welcome to another episode of Science Chat, the Science Communication Podcast. I'm Sean Marshall. At ESOF 2010 in Turin a year ago, Bruno Valentini was one of a group of speakers at a session entitled Informing and Engaging Citizens on Climate Change Issues. As part of Science Chat series of looking back at ESOF 2010 in preparation for ESOF 2012, which as you know has been hosted in Dublin, I spoke to Bruno about the talk that she gave at this session and about another very interesting project that she is working on. Bruna, during the ESOF 2010 session on informing and engaging citizens on climate change issues, it was suggested that the understanding of citizens and their engagement on the topic of climate change varied depending on countries and regions. Can you expand on that?
Actually, we know that the commitment of citizens in climate change issues is proportionally related to their knowledge about this topic and to the risk perception due to climate change consequences. So actually there are really high differences between countries and regions about this, and primarily these differences are influenced, of course, by the cultural, social and economical situation. There is a very interesting survey that was conducted by Gallup organization between 2007 and 2008 and about climate change, and the survey posed two questions to respondents in 128 countries. The first was, how much do you know about global warming or climate change? And the second one was, how serious of a threat is global warming to you and your family? So it was found a very high difference between regions. People in Europe and Americas are the most likely to be aware of climate change. More than 8 out of 10 adults in Europe and America say that they know something about climate change. And in addition, these two regions have the greatest percentage of adults who report knowing a great deal about these issues. On the contrary, adults in Asia are the least likely to say climate change is a serious threat. Less than a third, so 32%, perceive the threat this way. So, as you can see, there are very differences between regions. And also, at European level, according to another survey that was conducted in 2003 within a European project, according to the following question that was, do you think that climate change is influenced by the oceans? It was a specific question, but question pointed out significant differences depending on the country.
You spoke about a European project to foster a link between researchers and the public on climate change issues. Is that project still going on, and who is involved in this project?
The project finished in March of this year, in March 2011. And the project is called ACCENT, Action on Climate Change Through Engagement Networks and Tools. It's supported by European Commission within the 7th Research Frame Program. And it involved 15 European and Israeli science centers, museum, aquarium, and science center. And the main aim was to make a commitment to strengthen the efforts at local level in a global European action by gathering the practices in science communication and public engagement on climate change issues.
And was the project a success?
Yes, the project, we think it has been a success because we reached a very high number of citizens and the large public in several education and communication activities about climate change. And also because the first action that was carried out within the project was the creation of a catalog of existing programs and activities aimed at raising public awareness about the climate change. So all the partners involved in the project already carried out many activities. So this catalog was very useful to share the experiences and to allow the discussion. And it was available to all the professionals in this field to the website of the project. And many, many actions have been carried out, and especially in a different way. For example, in Genoa Aquarium, we have organized also the theatre, the spectacles with music and actors playing different stories. So we wanted to engage people and to give them information in a very amusement way, not in a boring and serious way. So this is one of the activities, but really, really a lot of activities around Europe have been carried out. And so, as I said before, a very high number of cities that have been informed and touched and have been put in contact with this topic.
Were there other conclusions or actions that came out of your session at ESOF 2010?
Oh, yes, of course. One of the main outcomes highlighted was the need to strengthen the communication between experts, so researchers, journalists, and public officers and citizens, in order to reduce the existing communication gap. So within the project, it has been decided to put a big effort in engaging citizens in the debate, collecting their perception on climate change issues in Europe. So the project also accent organized the local citizen debates. So the action proposal was to associate the communication action with the participative approach in order to better involve citizens in the debates. So the citizen local debate was a meeting involving various actors, scientists from local research institutes, stakeholders, decision maker at the local level, civil society organization, and of course the citizen. So citizen had the possibility to of dealing with the local dimension of climate change in relation with the global dimension, so offering useful tools for European decision maker, because the recommendations came out from the results of these local citizen debates are very interesting. So there are many suggestions coming from citizens that have been sent to the Commission in order to keep them in consideration for the future political action related to climate change.
And do you see much hope for recognizing this goal of developing communication tools to foster this better understanding of the issue by the non-expert public?
Actually, projects like ACCENT help in reaching large people through diversified communication tools. I think that sharing experiences and measuring the effectiveness of the actions carried out can help to improve the communication tools, even if the climate change is a very complicated topic because it has political and social implications. In particular, I think that the local citizen debates are very effective tools because they allow people to listen to different points of view, sometimes in contrast, so they can form their personal own opinion instead of communicating them definitive information. For example, related to nuclear energy, we had very different opinion among the experts, but people could hear and listen different opinions in order to have information very diversified.
So you believe that this particular way that climate change is dealt with would actually be a useful way of dealing with other science subjects that are similar, that have very much political and ethical considerations.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly the idea. I think that the local citizen debate could be a useful tool to use whenever you approach a controversial topic, for example, some health and medical issues. So that, as you said before, have very social, economic, political implication.
Bruna, you're also involved in a project about sustainable fish consumption. What exactly is it that this project aims to do?
The project is called Fishscale. You can have some all the information on the website fishscale.eu, and it is co-financed by the European Commission. The main aim of this project is to stimulate the change of the consumer's attitude, encouraging the rediscovery knowledge, appreciation and consumption of local fish species, which are often overlooked in order to reduce the pressure on the overexploited species. So the main objectives of this project are to preserve the marine biodiversity, to rediscover the local fish species, and to reduce the fishing discard. And finally, to increase the demand and the commercial value of the rediscovered species.
And what activities are happening as part of this project?
First of all, we have identified the list of sustainable species, because this was, of course, the main objective, to identify the sustainable species to promote. And we have done it with the support of a scientific committee on the basis of biological and seasonal indication, and with the cooperation of fishermen, local cooperatives, for information regarding the local availability of the individual species. And the project aims also to involve all the stakeholders, creating a national network of operators. For this purpose, theoretical and practical seminars are scheduled and organized with the cooperation of restaurants, hotels, school of hotel management and catering. And every year during the summertime, demonstrations and communication events are organized within a communication campaign led by a big environmental organization that is very well known in Italy. It's called Lega Ambiente. And the aim of the campaign is to communicate and to inform tourists and general public about the risks deriving from the excessive fishing pressure on a limited number of species, highlighting the importance of the maintenance of the high biodiversity. We have furthermore produced some communication material about this topic, like posters, panels, calendar of the sea, both for adults and children, and the consumption guide. And lastly, a MapFish portal will be soon realized. It will be based on a digital map which links the resources of the territory with the information about the sustainable consumption. And the portal also will provide tools and services which allow an easy and intuitive and interactive use of the contents by the various target.
And this project is only occurring in Italy at the moment, is it?
Yes, it's a national project, so all the partners are Italian.
Would you like to see this project rolled out across the rest of Europe?
Yes, we would like, but we are actually already in contact with another project, it's a European project, so France, Italy of course, and Spain are involved on the same topic. So there is a contact between these two projects in order to improve and help and share to improve the communication tools and to share the experiences. We would like also to expand the project at the end of the project, for example, translating some communication materials in English and in other languages in order to allow other aquariums or other centers to use our material.
And when do you hope to have the project completed?
The project started in October 2010, and it will have a three years duration. So it will finish in end of September 2013.
And maybe in September 2013, which is actually 2 years away now, you might come back and talk to Science Chat about the project when it's completed.
Oh, yes, of course, with pleasure.
Okay, and on that note, I'd like to thank you very much, Bruna, for talking to Science Chat today.
I thank you to have contacted me.
Well, that's it for another episode of Science Chat. You can find out more about ESOF 2012 on their website, www.dublinscience2012.ie. And you can find out more about Bruna's Fishscale project at www.fishscale.eu. And as usual, you can find out more about this episode and other episodes at www.sciencechat.net/workness.